Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Everybody, how you doing? Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm so glad to have you back. I'm so glad to be back. I honestly wasn't sure if we were going to go on the air tonight. a couple things going on with me. So anyway, we are here. And I just want to say thank you to Steve Fossen and Somer Masek from Heart by Heart. They were on with us for Valentine's Day special we did. They are fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. If you listened in, they sound great. I mean, Summer, her voice is just phenomenal, phenomenal. If Ann Wilson didn't exist, Summer is the one. But tonight, we've got a great show for you guys tonight. We've got Dale Bozzio. Now, it's either Bozzio or Bozzio, depending where you're from, I think is the way you say it. I have always said Bozzio, so... She'll probably correct me. I don't know. I butcher a lot of names. I don't mean to. But tonight we've got Dale Bozzio from Missing Persons. I can't wait. And I'm waiting for her to give us a call. But in the meantime, I hope you guys are all having a great week. What is today? Wednesday. If you're on the East Coast, it was cold the last few days. And it warmed up a little bit today. It was, what, maybe 30? So it was warm. But I think it's supposed to go up to the 50s either tomorrow or Friday. I'm not sure. But then we're getting slammed with some crappy weather like the rest of the country's getting, I think, right now. That's what I saw. But I don't know if it actually happened. I only saw predictions. So anyway, I can't wait tonight to talk to Dale. She's running a little late. I'm going to try to call her. Let me play a quick song for you guys while I try to get her, okay? Hang on. If you hear something in the background, it's just me calling her. Enjoy this. Heaven and Hell. Hi, Dale. Oh, crap. The music was playing. She couldn't hear me. I did get her, but she didn't hear me. So we're going to try back. I'm not going to call her with the music because I don't want to lose her again. Hang on one sec. We'll get her right here. Just had her on the phone. Anyway, she's coming on right now. We'll get her on the phone right now. Hang on. Bear with her. Sorry to interrupt the song, folks. I don't know if you were enjoying it or not, but hope you were. Let's hope she picks up.
Hello?
Hey,
hi. Dale. Sorry, how
are
you doing?
Hi, how are you, everybody? Hi, Dale. I'm Joanne Barton from Applause Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I was trying to get, but the music was playing too loud, and you couldn't hear me. I couldn't. Yeah, everybody, welcome. Oh, wonderful. Dale Bozzio on the phone,
so
everybody.
Much.
Thank you
Thank
so much
you.
For
Hello.
Joining me.
Yeah.
Yes, we made it happen. We made it happen, hon. So that's good. That's
absolutely
good. Well, I'm excited about your book. I really wish I had a copy. I'm going to pick it up after I just read all the liner notes and everything. And it sounds
thank
fabulous.
You both.
And
you can tell your listeners they can go to facebook.com/Neil Bozio and catch my book there. I have records and 8x10s and all the things you can't find, you know, these days.
What I love about it, too, is that it not only is the book have all these new pictures of your personal library, you know, your own personal pictures. It's got lyrics in it. I mean, handwritten lyrics. And it comes with a CD as well. How cool is that?
Yeah, I know. I'm really proud of it. And I think it really says what I needed to be said, you know. Oh gosh, hold on a minute. I'm right out here. I'm walking in L.A.
Oh, there you did. That sounds like a great song title, "Walking in L.A."
Yeah, right.
There you go. I wanted to apologize. I said earlier before we spoke that I pronounce your name Bozio, and I think it depends where you're from. So it's Bozio.
Oh, yeah, Bozio, however you want to say it. It's all good.
I always said Bozio. And you know what's so funny? This is a thrill for me that you're on, because I used to sing words in a cover band years ago, and I cannot for the life of me hit those high notes now. How do you do it now? I can't imagine how you still hit those notes.
You know, it doesn't change. It just happens. It comes out, really. I'm lucky enough to still have the pipes.
Yeah, when you take care of your instrument, then, you know, there you go, right? But now the book is called Miss Dale Bozio, obviously. It's called, I'm reading my title on my thing.
That's okay. Yes. Life is so strange. Yeah.
Life is so strange. Yeah. Missing Persons, Frank Zappa, Prince, and Beyond. It's your autobiography, which is really cool because, Dale, I have to say, I didn't know that you worked with Frank Zappa. How freaking stupid am I?
That's cute. Well, it's kind of before our time, right? A long time ago.
I liked Zappa. I just didn't know it was you. I didn't know it was you at the time. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then to go on to Missing Persons and take your husband's name? What's Terry, right?
Yeah, Terry and Warren. Yeah.
And they worked with Frank, and then I remember when Simon came out, and I said to myself when I heard it, I said, it's got a little Prince flair to it. I didn't know it was Paisley Records.
Yeah, that's funny, right?
Yeah, that's it. But it was a great song. I loved it. And like I said to you, I used to do words in my cover band, and it was one of my favorite
songs.
That's
so wild. Oh,
yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah, and that's why it was a thrill for me when I got approached to have you on the show. I was like, are you kidding? I said, duh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so
thank you.
The book also, I didn't know, and I'm guessing this is in there, that you also... Now, you worked as a Playboy server, but you wound
up doing a spread and hustler.
Why'd you do a spread and hustler and not Playboy?
So strange because I was Playboy Bunny of the Year in 1976, and I went to Hefner's house, and he refused to talk to me. He wouldn't talk, and he raised me up the stairs, and I wouldn't go up the stairs, so I left from the appointment. And that day I ran into Frank Zappa, so I started working for Frank, and I thought, you know, these clowns, I'm going to just go do whatever I want to do. And whoever wanted to put me naked and nude in a magazine, I was going for it, because I was really radical.
Oh, my God. Right.
And
You had such a crazy image, you know, your what you wore. I mean, in MTV, it was just perfect timing. Did you do that specifically because of MTV?
You know, no, actually, no. MTV sort of, I think, evolved at just about the same time we were,
right.
So it all worked out hand in hand. And I became very good friends with Les Collins, and that, you know, helped for us to actually get on MTV, because they thought we were not the music of the 80s and that we were ridiculous looking. So I had to deal with a lot of ambushing comments and people that didn't believe in our music and thought we were a joke. So,
right.
You know, now that I'm all grown up, it's a different story.
Of course.
Use it as, you know, my advantage now. But at the time, I was really fighting to prove a point and, you know, grab hold of my womanhood and use it and flaunt it. And I get all I could out of it.
Absolutely.
You know, with that kind of attitude, I got into some situations, you know, as it went along. And it worked out for me. Some did, you know. So I've learned a lot since then, and I thought that I would put it all into a book, the collection of, and add the points that say what Dale is, that she's pathetic when she cries, and she's afraid of the dark, you know, stuff like that. as I say, if you guys want to get the book, come to my Facebook, because I can get also my records, you know. I think people like to collect those.
Definitely.
I have access, to my vinyl records, so.
I have your 45, because I had to learn words for the band. I had to learn words for the band, so I would play that 45 over and over again. My lips are moving in the sun. And I was like, what? Okay, what? Oh, my God. I had to go back and forth. It was so between that and cassette. I learned lyrics to a song at the time.
Cool. That's really cool.
Now you just go in and type in the freaking lyrics, and there they are on the internet, you know?
On the internet. I know, right?
Yeah. You spend a week having to learn a song, you get there, you're like, oh my God, it took me all week to just learn just the first half of the song, you know? Oh my God. I love the cover album that you did with what was on there? Funky Town and Turning Japanese. All great 80 tunes, and you must enjoy doing that one. Do you do that at the live shows?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love all those songs, you know.
Me too.
So to get to sing them is even better.
right.
Yeah.
And on the 2020 release, the rock songs, what type of songs are on there?
These are all remixes. There's two modern ones that I wrote, but I've got some more of the singing, more of my favorites, kind of.
I have to ask you, what was the hardest part about writing the autobiography, the things that you touched on? What was the hardest thing to have to relive and write
the
about?
The hardest thing was writing Dale Is, the chapter all about myself. That was the hardest part, really, to tell the truth, you know, about the things I feel and think. Everything else came pretty easily. I know the story from like the back of my hand.
They say if you remember you didn't have a good time, but you know.
Oh no, they're lying.
I'm still having a good time.
Yeah, I'm still having a good time. I love my life. I have two incredible sons that stand by me. And look at and watch over all my choices in life, and they're current, so they know what's happening. And I have some really good people behind me that I can't even give you the list. It's just amazing now at this day and age that people, you know, step up to the plate. It surprises me. And my father used to always say to me, when you least expect it, that's when the good things are going to happen. And I say, how do you least expect it?
No, it's true. He's right, because when you wish for something, it doesn't happen, and you get disappointed, and it brings you down. And then when you let it go, that's when it all comes to you. You know,
when well, we should all be so courageous, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, right?
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you touring right now or with COVID?
Yeah.
What's
yes,
going
I am.
On?
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm touring. I'm going. I'm also doing a big tour with the Lost 80s Live people in August and September. I'm playing a lot of shows out here. I live in the L.A., so I play out here in L.A. quite a bit. Missing Persons is an L.A. band, so that's pretty much where I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So please tell me the 80s thing is going to be coming over to Jersey.
Oh, I think so. I think it's going to be really close to you. I'm pretty sure. I know it's going to New York and Boston, Florida, Colorado.
Yeah, New York.
You know,
is close enough.
Yeah, New York,
like, definitely
right next door to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
A hop, skip, and a jump for me.
All right, so we got you on the list, kid.
Oh man, I would love to see you. Are you kidding me? And I could only imagine.
All right.
Playing with what other shows are lined up for the gig?
Actually, this. I don't know who this. The list goes on. You know, they've got like 11 bands.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
The list is big. Yeah, and it changes.
Wow.
To always changing. But I know I'm going to do the whole tour because I made that agreement actually today. So that's good.
Excellent.
You know, it's all good. Yeah.
Congrats.
And then I'm
good
working
deal.
On making a movie. I'm going to make a movie, and I'm working on my soundtrack now. So
nice.
That's where I'm at.
Is the movie about your life as well or no?
Yes. Yes. All
cool.
The adventures. Yeah.
Cool.
So, you know, I think it'll be exciting and racy.
Yeah, nice. Now, I wanted to ask you, did anybody ever compare you, not musically, but like maybe style or appearance-wise at first to Wendy O. Williams from Plasma?
Once or twice, yeah. Once or twice, yeah.
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 Is she still
yeah.
around?
Yeah.
Is she still around?
No, that poor girl shot herself in the park
right.
in
that's
San Francisco.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
sad
remember.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah, I
yeah.
remember that. Yeah, when
yeah.
she came out, she scared me, man, at first. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, she
yeah.
scared me at first when she first hit the scene.
Yeah.
And I was like, I dig her.
Yeah.
She's cool.
I think she's scared herself, you know. Really.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy to talk to you. And once again, tell your listeners that they can go to Facebook.com/DaleBozio and look and see, because in case they want records. You know,
right.
That's the thing. The vinyl. I have vinyl, 8x10s, and I know my listeners. They like that vinyl. You know, we're kind of over the CD level.
Yeah, I still
so,
have all my
yeah.
vinyl sitting right behind me. It's all sitting. I got
well,
the
of course you would. You're on the radio.
Oh well, I just love it. I love it. But yeah,
well,
so
I love
book.
You. Yeah.
Everybody where they could get the book on.
Oh, the book, you got to go to Facebook.com/DaleBozio, and that's
okay.
where the book is. And I will
the
autograph it
too.
For you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, the book is there too. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, so whatever you need, and you can send me a letter or a note or message me, ask me some questions, whatever, you know, whatever it is. You can find me there. And you're so kind and sweet. Thank you for listening to me. I'm in the middle of L.A. traffic over here.
All right, hon. Well, listen, thank you
all
so
right.
much for joining
me.
I appreciate
you.
It.
And, yeah,
good
call
luck.
Me anytime.
Hey,
you know, call
I
me
don't,
again.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, because I'd really rather have a conversation with you. I'd rather have a conversation with you where you're not traveling so I can hear what you're saying, too.
Okay, call me anytime. All right?
All right. Everybody,
okay.
Dale Bozio, thank you very much. Don't forget her book.
Thank
Pick
you.
It up. It is Life is So Strange, Missing Persons, Frank Zappa, Prince of Beyond. It's her autobiography. Go to Facebook, Dale Bozio, and get a signed copy of the book and some vinyl. Dale, I love you. Thank you. And you have a wonderful
thank
night.
You.
And I hope to catch you out in New York, honey.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, everybody. I'm sorry the audio wasn't so great. She was traveling. I was having a hard time understanding her. I hope you guys could hear her okay. I mean, I knew what she was saying, but it was a little difficult. But anyway, we got the pleasure to speak with her. How cool is that? And again, for me, it was a thrill because I used to sing I used to sing the song in the band, and I did want to ask her about a few things, but this, you know, it sounded like she had to run number one, and, you know, she was walking, and it sounded like drive two at that time. I did want to ask her about her black and white, her influence in black and white. Like she loved Marlene Dietrich, and I was curious if she was a Clara Bow fan as well. And those of you who know me know about Clara Bow, so you know that I had an obsession with Clara Bow myself, that song about her, which I shouldn't have did, but it turned out people love it. But anyway, I didn't care for it, but at the time, but I guess I loved it now. I fell in love with it, I guess. I guess I fell in love with everything. But yeah, she has had just an amazing career. And the book, again, is Life is So Strange, Missing Persons, Frank Zappa, Prince and Beyond. It's her autobiography. And it's a no holds barred story about her life in and out of music. And I didn't know she was a Playboy centerfold. I had no idea. And if it wasn't for MTV, I don't think I ever would have heard of Missing Persons, because MTV just opened up music so much to so many people, and like to see it visually at the time when MTV was MTV and played music and, you know, ensemble, if her appearance and her what she wore was because of MTV. Because if you didn't have a look, or I don't want to say gimmick, but if you didn't have a look, I don't know if they were going to put you on. So, but anyway, but that's how I fell in love with her. And I really, really would love to hear her doing the cover songs that she's got on the album. So she's got, like I said, I don't remember what, did I say the year? Did I say what year? What year was it that she did that? Released 2007, she released, what's the name? New Wave Sessions was the name of it. And it's got songs on it. Destination Unknown, her song. Funky Town. Der Kommissar is Danny Japanese, another great song. I Know What Boys Like, another great song. And Girls Just Want to Have Fun, the generic to throw that in there for 80s tunes. And then in 2020, she released the solo album. I have chest pains. You have to apologize. I apologize. Sorry. A solo album titled Dreaming, and it contains some of, I believe, her favorite. I would think these are her favorite songs. Classic rock and pop songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So I bet that one's really good, too. So I'm going to check that out after the show. And I had no idea that she was a Playboy bunny. And this is all in the book, folks. And she worked for Playboy, but as a server for Hugh Hefner, and wound up doing a spread in Hustler. So, and she said, whoever paid, you know, they paid her, so she did it. So obviously that's what came up, and that's what she did. So, but I just found it ironic that, you know, she worked for Playboy and did the spread in Hustler. And I wanted to ask her if she thought if Gwen Stefani kind of tried to jump back, you know, got what Gwen got from Dale. Her voice, her vocals, you know. But anyway, yeah, the book is called, I can't remember the name of the book. It's such a long title for me anyway, not for anybody else. It's called Life is So Strange, Missing Persons, Frank Zappa, Prince and Beyond. It's her autobiography. And it also includes a 7-inch vinyl with the recut versions of Destination Unknown and a remix of Mental Health Mental Hopscotch, which was a great one too. And check it out. It's a hardcover book, and it's 300 pages, full color pages with never seen before photos from her personal archive and, you know, her personal collection of photos and lyric sheets, poetry, and a whole bunch of missing persons. I shouldn't say missing persons, a whole bunch of Dale Bozo memorabilia, her life. It's her life. So, and it's personal stuff. So, I am so sorry, guys. I'm having trouble breathing. So, God. Anyway, we've got a great show coming up for you, this week. tomorrow night, the 17th, Glenn Scarpelli, actor Glenn Scarpelli from One Day at a Time. The 18th, your favorite Artie Hoffman's coming back. We're going to have an art party. He's going to do free psychic readings for you folks. So if you want to get a free psychic reading, call in. And also, if you want to win tickets to see Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live at the NJ Pack in Newark, New Jersey on the 27th, please call in during any of these shows to 646-478-0999. And if you want to call in now while I'm still on the air, please do. And first caller gets them. So, and then on the 20th, we've got actress and author Blanca Blanco. And we're going to talk to her about her new book. I don't have the name of it in front of me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not prepared, obviously. And then we've got Francesca Bega on the 23rd. She's a singer-songwriter, and we're going to play some of her stuff, too. So that's going to be great. So I'm going to have to cut tonight short because I'm really sorry. But I hope you enjoyed speaking with Dale. And please join us tomorrow with Glenn Scarpelli. And I'm going to close it out. Got me into... Dale Bozio is the song that I love to do. So thank you again, Dale Bozio. Check out her book. It is, I'm going to try and remember it. Life is So Strange, Missing Persons, Frank Zappa, Prince, and Beyond, I think it what it is. It says, right? Life is So Strange. Yeah. I can't remember the title of this book. Oh, my God. Where am I today? All right. I hope you all had a great time. Thank you, Dale. What a pleasure speaking with you. I really hope I get to see you in August. That would be cool. I'd love to see you guys. And if the lineup is about 12 bands, like she said, they're all 80s bands and great time for music. I think music died for me mid-90s. I don't know. For popular music, I mean, popular music. So the 60s, 70s, 80s, mid-90s. That's me. So anyway, let's close this out. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, go to Facebook, Dale Bozio. I keep saying Bozio. I think it's the way I say sausage, too. What do you say, sausage or sausage? I say sausage. Dale Bozio, Missing Persons, the new book, Life is So Strange, Frank Zappa, Prince and Beyond, her autobiography. Go check it out. Go to Facebook, and it's probably on Amazon, anywhere online. I'm sure you could get it. So we're going to close out with this classic, which I love. Tomorrow night, the 17th, Glenn Scarpelli at 9 p.m. Eastern. All right, good night.